At 4 minutes past, this is Mike Osborne in the WMOT newsroom. Governor Bill Haslam says he's disappointed the state's public universities have largely rejected his efforts to outsource campus maintenance. During the fall meeting of the University of Tennessee Board of Trustees this past week, most schools in the UT system announced they would keep facilities management in-house. In her remarks, UT Knoxville Chancellor Beverly Davenport argued that because UT is heavily into research, any company contracted with would need the expertise to safely handle everything from nuclear waste to biohazard material. She concluded it was best to leave those tasks in the hands of full-time staff members.
The complexity of the work takes highly specialized people who, faculty would tell you, have a long relationship. They work side by side with our faculty in maintaining these spaces.
Several UT board members chided Davenport for what they called a political decision. She was heavily lobbied by UT faculty and staff unions to resist outsourcing. Trustee Brad Lampley told Davenport he worries the decision to reject privatization will come back to haunt UT when the university next goes to the Capitol asking lawmakers for more funding.
My concern is unless we find a way to look at other areas where we can save a similar amount of money, we could have problems down the road.
Earlier this year, Governor Haslam's effort to outsource maintenance at state parks also lost traction when the administration failed to receive even a single bid from contractors on its request for services. That's local news for this hour on Roots Radio.